Listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome to The Cannabis Hangout. It's Brannon here.
Hi guys, this is Saba.
This is our very first episode, so we're so glad that you're here. We're super excited to be here. And on this first one, we are just kind of going to be introducing ourselves to you and sharing some stories. Should we begin, Saab?
Yeah, let's do it. So I guess we're just going to kind of start with where our journey with cannabis began. Mine was, I think it was like 8 or 9 years ago. I was just with a group of friends. And before I got into cannabis, I was really against it. And I just thought, I mean, of course, the stigma.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was just a gateway drug and it was bad. And people who smoked weed were doing nothing with their life. Obviously, like all the things, like blah, blah, blah. But then I smoked for the first time and it was so fun, and I remember just being so giggly and just having such a good time, and that was when the stigma for me was broken.
So where did you first start smoking?
So I started smoking at one of our friends' house, Josh. It was four of us, and the boys had been smoking for a long time, and they're always like, Saab, let's do it. And I would always be like, no, I'm above that, I'm better than that.
I'm good.
And then one day they got me to break down, and yeah, like it was just such a big stigma broken, and I haven't really looked back.
What would you say the thing was that like made you like get over it and be like, screw it, like I'm going to smoke some bud and see what I feel?
I honestly don't even know. I think they were just like, Saba, like they made me feel comfortable. There was a little peer pressure there, I won't lie, but they made me feel comfortable. Like those were like my best friends. Mm-hmm. So I felt super comfortable with who I was. And so I think that was like, it was like an experimentation.
Was it at a party?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, no, and where I was just like uncomfortable, not in my zone. Like I was in my zone. I knew the people I was with. I was super comfortable. So I was like, you know what? Okay, like if something does go wrong, like I have people around me to take care of me. But yeah, it was good times.
That is awesome. Okay, so I guess for me, it would be my first time. I was smoking or hotboxing, should I say, in a car with my sisters. So my sister smoked before I did. I was always the one who it took a while for me to come around. And it wasn't that like I was so against marijuana and whatever, because like my sisters and like their friends did it. And I was just like, okay, like they smoke weed, whatever. I wouldn't get mad at it. I would even like come just sit with them in the car sometimes just to like be around people and like not smoke it, you know? Yeah. So maybe I was getting secondhand high. So maybe I smoked before I actually smoked. Maybe I felt the effects. But anyways, so it was just one time in the car, and I guess I just decided to do it. I always got peer pressure from my sisters because they were just always like, Brannon, come on, you know, and I was always very like, I'm good. And my thing was, I always tell people who would try to get me to smoke, like, I'm good. I don't have a desire to do it. If I have a desire to do something, you bet your bottom dollar I'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
But until that desire like comes about in my body, like I'm not doing something that I don't have a desire to do. So I held on to that for a while, and I guess my desire just came to me and the weed fairy just like sprinkled some keef on my head and woke me up. But yeah.
So do you remember what your first, like what it was like when you took like that first rip?
I honestly don't remember like, you know, verbatim, like very close details with it. I just remember I was just stoned. It was out of a pipe and it wasn't, I mean, it was just that. And I just had people asking me, Brannon, are you high? Are you stoned? What do you feel like? And I'm just like, I'm good.
I'm just chilling. Yeah. Yeah. I remember I found out the first time you'd smoked, and I was like on the ground, like, what?
Because you weren't there.
No, yeah, well, that, and because I just couldn't believe it. But do you remember that one?
Did you smoke before me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Well, you remember me in Brooklyn and Baylor always. Guys, this is pre-legalization. So just want to clear that
this
up.
This is the black market times.
We used to roll around in the car and just like smoke all the time back mm-hmm. when we were little heathens running around. But
yep, little rebels.
Do you remember that? So Brandon used to live in Dallas for a brief period of her time. And one year for Christmas, after I'd found out she started smoking, do you remember that little pipe I got you, and I brought you like a gram of bud and like a little grinder or something?
What a good memory. Honestly, I forgot about that until just now.
It was just such a dope pipe. It was one of those ones that changed colors.
Okay, I remember I started using that. I would always like, I feel like I wouldn't touch it for a while, but then like after work, I would come home and like open that little drawer and take like one hit or two out and then like be good.
Be good, yeah.
Like, and that's all I did.
Yeah, so I'm a pretty good friend, I guess.
Yeah, you were like really encouraging me to. Really, honestly, that was when I felt like I started smoking more because I had access to it. Because I feel like I would always wait for like my friends or someone to come around who had it and mm-hmm. they were going to smoke anyways. And so like they know that like I would just like take a hit every now and then. Like I wasn't ever like forced to throw down for it, you know, because I never smoked like that.
It's so true. You would be one hit. You'd be like, I'm good, guys.
I was a one hitter quitter for sure.
I know. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You were a cheap date.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so crazy that like, I mean, I'm just going to steer a little bit, but that mm-hmm. was like black market days, but really that was like black market days where you didn't know what you were smoking. You were just kind of getting what you got. And now it's like, I get to go in and pick what strain for like every
and, like,
specific
smell
thing
it.
That my body needs.
Right.
Yeah,
and tell like, them to put it back if you don't want that one. And it's not just what the guy in the apartment complex comes out of
exactly.
and gives you. A gram.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. And you can pick from like edibles mm-hmm. and concentrates and like topicals, which I freaking love topicals, but
that's another story, can yeah, worms.
That yep. But anyways, okay, so
why we're here, we just want to like let you guys know, like, this is a full disclosure that we are not medical professionals on any of this by any means. We do not know it all, right, Saab?
No, yeah, we definitely don't know it all. Everything that we talk about on this podcast will be based on our experience and experiences of others who have shared their experiences with us. But like, yeah, by no means do we claim to know it all.
We're not going to tell you what you can and can't do. We're not going to tell you like this is the only option for this, because we understand that every strain affects every person differently because we're all unique. And so we're just all going to feel differently.
Yeah. The only thing we will say is always consume responsibly.
Absolutely.
Smoke weed every day.
That was perfect time for that, Brand.
Thanks.
But yeah, so we're just here. We started the Cannabis Hangout because I feel like there's a huge lack between education and the industry. And obviously it's so new to Oklahoma and there's so much to learn. I mean, even a year from now, we'll be completely different to where we are now, but I feel like there's this huge copper. That's Brandon's dog, Copper. There's this huge, we're just pretty much trying to bridge. So yeah, we're just here to bridge that gap between people's knowledge, education, and cannabis, because I feel like people just assume what they know, or even just like
what they don't know, you know. Knowledge is total power in most things in life, and we're here to create a community. We think it's so cool that it passed so fast in our state, and so shout out to every single Oklahoman who went out and voted. 57%. What?
Yeah, no.
So yeah, we're here to come together. We're really here to educate people on the medicinal benefits of marijuana. And just like Saba said, we're sharing stories. You know, we're going to be interviewing industry professionals, people who are leaders in this industry who really know what they're doing. And what else?
Talking about breaking stigmas. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm most excited about, other than, I mean, obviously recording the podcast, I'm most excited about speaking with industry leaders and people who have, you know, been doing this, because I mean, we are going to be interviewing growers who have been growing for 15 plus years, and that's a long time. That's half my life. But it's cool because they put so much thought and energy and so much of their life into this. Mm-hmm. And it's also cool to see the generational gap between.
Yes.
There's so many different generations in the industry, and it's cool to see the older people versus the young cats. And
we'll be interviewing some of those people who have stuck around Oklahoma since, you know, they started smoking weed maybe when they were like 13. Yep. And so the whole prohibition here and how they've seen it and grown up through it, you know, compared to where, you know, us millennials, where we are right now.
Yeah. It's so crazy to also think about. You say prohibition, and I'm just going to add this little thought that I feel like our parents and like our grandparents, they grew up with the alcohol prohibition.
Right.
And so now we're going through the marijuana prohibition.
Even though this prohibition has been around, like it's already been around, but the fact that it's in your state and more states are starting to medicinally legalize it is a
beautiful, crazy thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so, and kind of a little segue into what our episodes, I mean, Brandon just kind of hit on all of that. Our episodes are going to be really about just industry leaders, kind of, we're going to hit different topics that people may not know about.
How cannabis works with, you know, certain things, how it helps PTSD, anxiety, cancer. I mean, we've got a good little list going of people who we want to interview and, you know, chop it up with.
Yes, we're very excited. But on a different note, Bran, what are you smoking on right now?
What am I smoking on right now? What did I smoke earlier?
Was it the Cinderella 99 from Blakely?
Yes.
I have it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pull it out.
Yep. Cinderella 99. We got it.
That was the pipe.
Here in Edmond. She surprised me with it. It was actually super nice of her because, yeah, it was a treat to come in with that.
Yeah. Shout out to Blakely.
It's definitely like a good head creative high. Like, it's not gonna make me go to night.
I know, I really enjoy those, honestly. That, what was it, Head Dream that we got from Urban Out?
Head Dream, yes.
That was probably, they didn't have it this time when I went, but that was probably one of the better strains I've smoked.
Yeah,
I always like a good Head Dream.
Also, anything from Kraft is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, that kind of concludes our first episode.
We're just here to say hi, hello, and just kind of give you guys a rundown on what we're going to be doing. And really, we're just really glad to be here, and we're glad whoever is listening and taking time out of their day to listen to two girls talk about cannabis, then we're so glad you're here, and we can't wait for future episodes.
Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for next week's episode.